So you're running out of closet space. But the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply. So, you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Good morning and happy Friday, everybody. Man, today's date is September 26th. Already at the end of the month. Man, it felt like it just started. And, you know, for all my folks that are getting ready for October, it's coming right around the corner. But before we get started, I want to say happy birthday to my boy Dylan. Happy 69th birthday, buddy. Congratulations. I'm just joking. It's your late, dirty 30s. Not even late, early. But I wish you nothing but the best, bro. I hope you have a great, happy birthday. And just all my folks that know Dylan, you know, go say happy birthday to him. Definitely deserves it. Hardworking man. So I hope you guys are ready for today's solo episode number 22, 3, one of those numbers. I think we're on 23 now. Something like that. Yeah, I want to say about 22, 23. I don't know. Let me double check, y'all. Sometimes, yeah, we on episode number 23, Solo Dolo 23. So happy Friday, everybody. Now, I want to start with the episode, you know, with that birthday wish. Also, want to give a big shout out to Roslyn Direct. Now, for all my folks that are looking for some good rosin, folks that, you know, you need something good, you're looking for discreet shipping, or not discreet, but it ships to you legally. It is THCA. For all my folks, do your research. But definitely give them, check them out. Check them out. Great products. I just ordered the double strawberry, and y'all, it's a certified schmacker. But anyways, thank you guys. Thank you, Roslyn, for supporting the podcast. Also, want to give a few shout-outs, you know, for people that have been supporting the podcast. So, Live Life Roll Does, Shop Hello Mary, so has The Bearded Haze, so has, man, there's a handful of folks, y'all, you know, like my musicians and stuff that have been checking in, like, I appreciate y'all, and all the other companies that have been supporting the podcast, you know, thank you so much as well. Thank you to Abuelita's PC for that amazing batter sample. It honestly tasted amazing. For y'all that are, you know, you gotta wait. But Oceanside's coming in with that fire, I'm telling you. And, yeah, so let's get started, everybody. How's everybody doing? Good? I hope so. So, we're going to dive deep. Not deep, but we're going to dive into this, you know, what happened this week, y'all. So, I'm still doing schooling as far as drone. My drone schooling, I know you all have been wondering, like, hey, what happened, Gio? I thought you were doing your schooling a while ago. Yeah, I fell off a little bit. I got distracted and got carried away with the podcast, honestly. But now I'm back at it like a crack addict. Wise words of Too Much Finesse. Go check out Too Much Finesse. And actually, you know, if you're checking out new music, go check out A1 Bean's brand new album that came out. I'm telling y'all, definitely is a great album. Check it out. It's worth it. Bump your Friday right. Anywho, so I'm still doing the schooling, y'all. It's going great. But as far as like media content, I mean, I was blessed to be booked here and there. Right now, I mean, my car is currently still down at the moment. I had my radiator shit on me, and it's a lot harder, y'all, when you ain't getting no income, you know. Especially I'm still unemployed. Well, not unemployed. I'm working for myself now, but the income ain't coming in like that at all. And you know, budget's tight, and it may look like an illusion on Instagram, like, oh, Gio, you be posting all the time, this and this and this and that. Well, I got content I got to push out. You know, I have a big thank yous to do and reviews and all that. You know, and shout out to Puff Coil Repair as well for sponsoring the podcast. I'm not sponsoring, but showing love and support to the podcast, actually. Thank you. Y'all check out Puff Coil Repair. Let them know that ATLP sent y'all. But anywho. And also for all my hash lovers, you know, you travel, you need something to take your stuff with. Go check out Terp Koozie. www.terpkoozie, terpkoozie.com. And at the checkout, use my code word ATLP at the checkout for a little discount, y'all. Promise you ain't gonna regret it. But anywho, yeah, it's kind of hard, y'all. I mean, shit, what's stopping me from getting my radiator? $250, y'all. That's it's pretty expensive. It's pretty expensive. And shit ain't cheap. I mean, I pulled the radiator myself and everything, took the fan apart. That's all me, myself, and I can do that. I just gotta buy a new one. Them bitches are expensive, y'all. And especially when it's like you ain't getting my weekly income like I used to. But I mean, when I was working, getting paid every week, it was great. So I was able to afford things. And now it's like shit's really tight. And it's different. It's definitely been a shift in life. And to, you know, to be real honest with y'all, it's been a big shift. It's uncomfortable. Definitely has given me a lot of anxiety, stress. But at the moment, I mean, I'm not breaking my back anymore. I'm not working for some, you know, folks that aren't appreciating. And it's not, you know, I ain't disrespecting my company, hell, my old company. No. Just other companies and shit. I ain't really appreciating the hard work I used to put in and shit. I don't know. So, mate, you know, like, Joe, why don't you just go get a fucking job? Yeah. I mean, I can just go and get a random ass job, work random ass hours, and work for, you know, the check. I'm just there for the check. But you know, when I'm at a place, I want to be fully committed, and it ain't gonna be like, I'm gonna work and make it easy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'll go back to Panera Bread before I go back to McDonald's. Facts. I still got it in me. But no, it's just, I got to keep pushing forward, keep my head up, and it's hard. It's hard, y'all. I mean, there's a million people out here doing the exact same thing I'm doing. But is there a million people treating you the same way I do? I don't know. And that's what sets me different from others. And this week was, honestly, it was great. It was great, y'all. So, Tuesday, had the blessing to go up to Los Coyotes reservation. And that was a good like 45 minute drive out there from where I'm at. Yeah, and y'all wonder like, where the hell 45? Yep, another 45 from where I'm at. And I'm already another 45 from the city, the main cities, either, you know, Temecula or Esco. At least a good 35 minutes away from both towns. And then to add an additional 45, sheesh, where am I going? Well, anyways, had the honor and privilege to go out there with my love bug, and we got out to the res, and the address that I got sent was funny because it took me to the side of the road, and I was super fucking confused because I'm like, there's no fucking turning point here. It's, you know, you get to the location, it's like, what the hell? I'm like, nah. Well, y'all got to tap in, but it's the pure green folks. You got to, You gotta drive all the way down the road. It's like 6 miles down the road. You gotta actually enter to the res. So we get there, and you know, shout out to Genesis. Thank you, Genesis. That's about it. I mean, they didn't do anything else for me, but our GV23 Sport Prestige made it through the Rocky Hills. So we actually had to do a little quick detour, y'all. We were on our way up to towards Julian, towards the Julian Mountains and everything. And as we're getting there, the road was blocked off. There was an accident that happened, and so there was construction on the road, and we had to take a small detour up Nate Harrison. And I'm telling y'all, it's kind of crazy when you see a Genesis, a luxury vehicle, going through the mountainside like that. You're just like, what the fuck? I mean, it turns heads. It automatically turned heads. I would have snapped my neck seeing that shit. Like, what the fuck? Someone really doing that? Well, we did. And the detour was insane. Going up the mountainside, through the ridges, through the crazy little roads. And it was, you know, a lot of it slow crawling, because I ain't trying to fucking do the dash, the 90-mile dash on the, on those roads. I mean, if I had a truck, by all means, lifting maybe a Silverado, something with, you know, some big tires, then fuck yeah, I'll do it. But with this Genesis, hell no. Gotta take it easy. So we made it safely, made it to the side of the road, and a little detour and everything. And then we got to, you know, we got out there and got greeted with a lot of love, y'all. And, you know, shout out to the family there that runs their company, their cannabis dispensary. It's amazing. And honestly, I say it's amazing, y'all, because you need to stay tuned for that episode. And there's drone footage, just this and that, photos, and it's dope. And from my folks that, you know, are around the area, and you're ever going up over there in that direction, I mean, shit, hit them up, let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent you, and they will actually cater to you. So not like every other dispensary, and you know, I'm not disrespecting my dispensaries around. A lot of love to you guys, it's a lot of love, but these folks, I mean, it's very private. They'll actually, you know, hey, what do you need? What are you looking for? Okay, I have pains of this and this and that. And they're actually trained. Instead of, oh, well, this, you know, this one's really good or this is new. No, they'll be like, okay, well, I recommend this, try that. And a lot of the times their recommendations have actually, you know, been success. And it's great because I was there and I saw some elders that were there, some elderly ladies, and they were there shopping. And they were asking questions and everything, and you know, they got the recommended necessities that they needed for their life, and it helps. And honestly, y'all, do your research on cannabis. I mean, it's frowned upon in the culture. A lot of folks, you know, frown upon it, but you got to do your research. I'm just telling y'all, hey, the cannabis ain't gonna be killing your liver, ain't gonna be killing your organs like that, nah. But to each their own. Everybody has different opinions on it. Like I said, I'm a proud advocate of it because it changed my life. It changed my life for the better. It might not change the life for the better for you. It's just, you know, to each their own. So spent the day out there with them, and it was great. Great experience. I'm telling y'all, when you go to a farm and knowing that all the plants were done by, you know, just the family itself like that, it's all, you know, it's a different experience, y'all. It's very, very personal. You know, I've never seen tree trunks for stems like that. Tree trunks for stems. That was crazy. And then going up to these flowers, and they all have their own different personalities, smells. It's a paradise. It's a paradise for some of y'all. I know it was for me. And it's great because all their products is made in home, in house. No chemicals added, nothing. Like, I legit saw and watched them do the process of making their hash, their rosin, their trimming for their cannabis flower. Like, it's all pure. It literally is in the name Pure Green, and that's the reason why. So, you know, big thank you guys for having the podcast out there. It was a phenomenal experience, y'all. And, no, I truly loved it. And sorry for the folks that I haven't, you know, wasn't able to make it out there. I was supposed to do one with Alternative Green as well, the first cannabis dispensary in San Diego, but that had to be rescheduled due to my car. And yeah, it's tough, y'all, but I'm not out here asking for handouts. I'm not out here, you know, out here asking for donations. No. I want to earn my money, y'all, but I want to do it in the form of like, hey, chill, you know, I want to shoot some content, or I want to shoot a music video, or I want to shoot this or that. Like, we can make it happen, y'all. And I already shot one music video. Talking about the music video, it's a little delayed, but it's gonna be coming out shortly. But I did shoot one for 777 Bless, y'all, and it was man, it's crazy. 'Cause I'm no pro, y'all, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out, and little by little, make it happen. You know, and offer my service to the community and the world. And yeah, it's been going great on that behalf. Been staying busy with my drone schooling, y'all. Like I said, I'm getting that license, and I'm telling you, when I get that license, it's a game changer. That's it. That's when it opens bigger doors. And for all my folks, I'm telling you, mark your calendars, October 18th, Saturday, at Palma Casino in their parking lot area. Come on over at 10 a.m. We will be having the Palma Fiesta Day. Catch me out there with my famous cowboy hat. Catch Shot by Tito out there as well. We're gonna be having vendors. We know we're gonna be having jewelry vendors, clothing. We're hoping to have more folks join. And if you guys would like to be part of this event, go on over to my Instagram page. I have the flyer actually posted on my page. Just screenshot it. You can scan the QR code. If you need help, let me know. I can even send you the link too. Just reach out. We'd love to have all folks and people on there. But just to let you guys know, for all my cannabis folks or all my shroomies and goomies, you got to keep that home. We don't have that at this event. Unfortunately, it's not that kind of event. And I do appreciate and support y'all, but no, this is, you know, gotta respect it. But this is open to the public. It's free for everybody. Bring your families and come and check out the culture. Check out the games. Check out the history, the knowledge. Like, you know, be part of the experience, y'all. How many of y'all folks will, you know, get the opportunity to go to a fiesta or go to a powwow? And you may ask, well, Jill, what's the difference between the powwow and fiesta? There's a lot of differences, but for me, one of my, you know, big differences is the dancers. You don't have the dancers at the at the fiesta come out like the regalia dancers and full regalia. Like, it's when you see the warriors out dancing out there, it's breathtaking. It is. You're just in awe. You're just in awe the whole time. But fiesta, you know, it's similar things. You know, you're still there's a lot, but do your research, y'all. Check it out. Come on out on October 18th. You know, check it out. And also, you know, for all my folks out there, you know, what's the next big thing on your life? What's going on with October? You know, has there been any spooky stories? And I would love to hear you guys' stories. If you guys have any stories you would like to share, send it on the DM. Send me on a Around the Loop podcast on Instagram. Send me your scariest story. Send me something, you know, or shit, if you'd like to be on the show too, hit me up. But, you know, just to let you guys know, you know, there will be a travel fee as well, because I mean, hey, I used to be able to afford it because it was coming out of my own pocket for gas. But now, I mean, I gotta get gas to get out there, and these drives aren't close, y'all. I've been doing hour and plus change drives. And sometimes I gotta get a ride out there now, depending on my little old Camry. Like, well, my old little Camry got 300,000 miles, and boy, she running strong. She running strong, mighty and strong. But shout out to Toyota for making phenomenal cars, for real. I was in real shit. And yeah, so you know, I want to let you guys know a little bit more about Roslyn Direct. For all my folks that are curious, wondering like, hey, what's Roslyn Direct? Well, just want to let you guys know that they don't ship to the following states: Arkansas, Idaho, Minnesota, Hawaii, and Oregon. Unfortunately, you guys, I'm so sorry. If you may ask why, I don't know. Just they don't. But definitely check them out. I'll even put my referral code down in the description so you guys can tap in and check it out. Also, for all my folks out there, if you would like to send your products my way, or you'd like for me to do a review, I'm letting you guys know I'll actually do the reviews, I'll do the videos, I'll do the content. I've noticed that a lot of folks, you know, in this industry, hey, you know, I've sent out X, Y, and Z, I've sent out X, Y, and Z, and people promise me this and they don't, which is sad because they don't. And if you know, I would say if I'm gonna be working with somebody, like, I gotta see them at least promoting the page, talking about it, being excited. And actually, you know, once you see one, oh, like, they did do a video, maybe then hook them up, who knows? But I'm here to make things happen. And, you know, you guys may have been wondering, like, oh, Gio, well, you've been doing a lot of product placement stuff. And yeah, because I'm working, y'all. I'm working to secure these deals. These sponsors and promos don't come out of nowhere, y'all. They don't. They don't just look at my podcast and say, you know what, we like this guy, just, you know, just because. No. Gotta work hard. You gotta work hard. Work hard, play hard type shit. So I want to say shout out to Hemperco as well. Big thank you to Hemperco for sending the amazing care package that they sent a couple weeks ago, actually. I just haven't had the time to actually review it and post it, but they sent me a portal gun, which is a torch gun. Amazing. It actually turns on with the buttons. They sent me a couple blunt wrap pre-roll so I can just, you know, pack it in and it's already glass tip, bougie pinkies up type shit. They sent me 2 dab stations, which I already actually blessed one of my homies with one, and I have one. I love it. Honestly, it's been great. Keeps my my hot knives from Puffco, my hot knife from Puff Coil. Keeps my cotton swabs from Glob Mops. Y'all check out Glob Mops, I'm telling you. Game changer. Definitely grow up. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, it also holds my extra chamber in case, you know, maybe there's another proxy, or maybe, you know, something happens and I gotta clean it and change chambers. Well, got my Puff Coil repair chamber. And I also have my other chamber from, I wish I remember the name, but I do apologize. I don't remember. But I got both. And I like to use both interchange. They both work phenomenal. Love them. But for all my folks, check out Puff Coil Repair, because they got the 360 atomizers for all devices. Even the Pivot just came out. They came out the one for the Pivot too. So check them out. And there's one new one coming out. Who knows what it is? Is it for the Puffco Proxy Pro? Who knows? I don't know. Check him out. Let him know that ATLP sent you. Anyways, it's been great. Let's see. Friday. So stay tuned, y'all. I might be traveling. Who knows? I might be going out. You might be checking out my stories. I might be putting a little something together. Who knows? Stay tuned. But it's been a phenomenal experience over this past year and a half, y'all. Doing this by myself has been a lot. It's definitely been a lot, you know, and I take the moment to reflect from time to time and pat myself on the back, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I did this all on my own, y'all, like, with y'all support, though. If it wasn't you guys checking out my episodes, checking out the ads, you know, wanting to collaborate, like, it wouldn't happen, you know. Shout out to my first sponsorship, Dime Industries. You know, they were the first sponsors for the podcast, and I'm forever grateful for them. They're phenomenal people, phenomenal company, phenomenal products, merch. You check them out. Let them know that Around the Loop podcast sent y'all. Let them know. And I'm proud to say that. You know, I'm looking forward to doing more collaborations, actually making this full time. You know, don't want to go back, y'all. Don't want to go back to construction. Knowing that I can go back, I can always go back. I could always go and call another low voltage company. I can call a access control company. I can call an AV company. I can call, you know, a camera installation company. Like, I can do it all. Shit, if I have to go into fire alarms, for fuck's sakes, I will. I will. But, you know, traveling hours for work and then having to work 8 hours, and most of the time you're at a place where there is no food around, and you're like, well, Jill, why don't you pack lunch for the night before? Were you fucking tired from the day before? It was a never-ending cycle, y'all. But my rule of thumb was, as long as I had my, Benjamin Anderson, my Benjamin, with me, Penifer Anderson. So as long as I have my Benjamin Anderson with me, my Benjamin, and my Bang, shit, that's all the two necessities I needed. Who needed food? Not me, just those two. It was great. Great combination. I mean, it got me through for a lot. But that was a great journey, y'all. And it is a scary thing trying to make it out here. Everybody's trying to make it out here. Everybody's trying to make it rough. You know, it's rough. It's rough. I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of, I've been noticing, you know, a lot more folks have been distancing themselves and really kind of secluding themselves, or they're not getting that support that they are, that I thought they would. And it's sad because, you know, when the freebie shit stops, all those friends that, you know, were around you, like, kind of start slowly fading away. Oh, the so-called people that were excited to be around you are, you know, it's fading away. And for my folks, you know, if I come out to an event for you, or I, you know, I'm shooting media and content, like, yeah, I'm most of the time I'm traveling more than an hour just to get to you. Plus, I'm bringing on my equipment. Plus, I'm working the entire time. Like, yeah, it's a lot of work, y'all. And I am appreciative of all the folks I met. It's been great. I wouldn't change it for the world. So let's talk about a couple other, you know, things coming out. So I don't know about any new horror movies. I guess the new Conjuring movie. Some, oh, not Conjuring. Yeah, Conjuring. Some shit like that. I don't know. They got, like, I don't know, the 20th fucking movie or something like that. But check out the new horror films that are coming out for Halloween, man. I'm telling you, I don't know. I've been debating about being this big ass cockroach. And for years, I've been talking about it. You're like, man, you really want to see a fat ass cockroach? Hell yeah, I would want to see a fat ass cockroach on the podcast. Who wouldn't? Shit, I would. A roach smoking a roach? That's right. Stay tuned for that episode. Smoke roaching, man, I like that. But, you know, it's wild. It's wild. And for all the folks that I got to meet, you know, that were part of my journey, that weren't there for long. And sometimes you got to understand, man, not everybody's there for the long run. Sometimes people are there just for a short time, and you have to accept that. And it's hard. I had to. Some of the people that I thought were going to be rocking with me for a long time, no, it's just a shortcoming. They're like little chapters, you know, there's chapters in a book. And that's just the way of life. Unfortunately, that's just the way of life, y'all. But I'm thankful for all the folks I met. You know, I'm still working on myself mentally. I'm getting it together one way or another. I'm determined to make this happen. I'm gonna make this happen, and I'm gonna continue to push content. I'm gonna continue to push my services out, and somebody out here will hire me again. Like, you know, shout out to Kay, you know, for hiring me for her barbershop. Like, I'm gonna be out there. I just gotta get my car up and running properly, but I'm gonna be out there, and stay tuned for the content we're gonna be shooting there. Like, it's gonna be dope as fuck. And also, you know, for all my folks out there, like I said, thank you so much for taking the time to really, you know, support me through this journey. I posted a picture on Instagram, and for all the folks that are wondering, hey, is that your car? Fuck no, that ain't my car. That's my lady's car. I got that shit for her, and she deserves it. She worked for it. She works really hard for it. Why not? Oh, hell yeah, she deserved it. We went from a Hyundai Sonata to a motherfucking Genesis. G's up, baby. Anyways, but it's great. And I, you know, I, like I said, I hope you guys are having a great Friday. Man, social media has been a little wild, a little hectic. Be careful out there. And just want to remind you guys, you know, this is comedy. Remember, the podcast is comedy, society, and culture. Don't forget that half, 98% of the shit I say is for comedy attention purposes. I'm not out here bashing and boasting and talking shit about nobody. Hell no. It's just for comedy. I want to get a quick laugh too. So, let's see. What other fucking funny ass story I had? Oh, the time I came out on the Porque podcast and was traumatized about talking about showering with 91 dudes. You're like, what the fuck? Well, welcome to boot camp. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, why is it that the USMC is the only branch that we do a whole ass wagon wheel formation still for showers? Why? I don't hear about any other fucking branch. Y'all, for all my service members that were in the different branches, were you wagon wheel formation in the showers too in boot camp? Or were we the only ones? Because sometimes I wonder, be pushing our limitations to the max. I know Semper Fi, do or die. But it was shit. Funny, funny. And for all my folks that are still there in the service, man, I'm proud of you guys. I swear, you guys are the service members that the military needs. And I'm proud of you guys for sticking it through, for staying out there for my folks that, you know, have gone out. I'm proud of all you guys too. I'm proud of every single one of you guys. I've seen the change and growth in a lot of you men, and proud of you guys. Proud of you. So, if you'd like to support the podcast, just listen to the ads in the beginning. I mean, right now I've made 32 cents, y'all. 32 cents to my name on this podcast. Why? Slowly but surely, it's happening, but I would need y'all to listen to the ads. That's where it really counts too. And I usually place three ads in an episode trying to make that little money. By money, I've only made 32 cents. So, not enough yet for a bag of hot Cheetos. I haven't made hot Cheetos money yet, but y'all, let's get that let's get that going to some hot Cheeto money. And if there's any oh shit, not any, but some new episodes coming out soon. We have one with C West. We have one with Ink Pusher, with JoJo the artist, not JoJo Too Faded, but JoJo the tattoo artist. I also have one lined up with Blanco Warren as well. That's a 2-hour episode. That one's actually a really good one. I like that one a lot. I have one with Migs from the reservation here. Man, I'm telling you, I got a little good handful of interviews. So stay tuned for all these little goodies coming out. And I still got more coming out, y'all. Nomoko Mints, like the Como Mints, like we're gonna. I'm doing an interview with them brothers too. It's gonna be great. Doing another interviewing with Jordan from Live Life Roll Dice with him, and then even doing one with Abuelita's PC with Michael Gabriel. Actually, rerunning the episode with him because originally the first one we shot never actually fully recorded. Great conversation though. It was fucking phenomenal. But this time it's even gonna be better. So. I'm telling y'all, make sure you support your local vendors like Live Life Roll Dice, Out the Mud, Garage Prints, all my food vendors out there. Check them out on my Instagram. I'll post them from time to time, y'all. We're all here to support each other. Let's continue to support each other. And it ain't hard to go online. If you can comment and like on a stupid post, why don't you comment and like on your homie's post? And you ain't the homie if you don't know me. Type shit. And those, you ain't the homie, you don't know me. That came from my lady. So she copyrighted that shit. Anyways, so if I ever hear that in a song, I know that it was some words were said from my lady. You heard it from this podcast. But I hope you guys, have an amazing Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Make it safe to work. Check out the Instagram. I swear it's where it's going. And everything you see on Instagram is me, myself, and I. Everything that you see on social media is me, myself, and I. There is no team. The team is me, myself, and I. So when folks are like, man, I'm excited to meet the team, the studio, there is no fucking studio. I'm a mobile podcaster. The whole reason why I'm mobile. I'm weird like that. Sometimes I just don't want people at my house. That's why I like the beauty of coming to you. Yeah, it's okay. And I gotta be transparent. Sometimes I just don't want you at my house. Not everybody deserves to be at my house. My home is a sacred place. That's how I treat it. So I hope you guys, like I said, happy Friday. Check out Roslyn Direct. Check out Hello Mary. Check out Out the Mud, Diamond Industries, Live Life Roll Dice, Puff Coil Repair. Man, check them all out. I'm telling you, it's gonna be phenomenal. Also check out a couple of my favorite artists, such as A1 Beans. Too Much Finesse, Cam 14K, Balance, Kelkin, Tito, Ski Master Slum God, Mexican, that Mexican OT, Big X the Plug. Like I said, and for all the other folks that I didn't mention, y'all are great too. Yeah, check out your local artists too. Check out your local people. Support your locals. I'm telling y'all, for the folks that have been rocking with me, we're gonna make it happen. I promise. So have a great day. Happy Friday.